This past week, the Obama administration urged European countries to work harder in assimilating their Muslim population. My next guest says this raises concerns about what the result of that assimilation would be, since it involves a faith which some embrace in, well, shall we say, a radical manner. His concerns are raised further when an attempt at assimilation of Muslims was taken by the Christian-based university, Duke University. Here to discuss this idea is the editor of the Intermediate Zone. He's also president of the American Freedom Alliance, Avi Davis. Good morning, Avi.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to have you here. Give you a couple of websites. Of course, we have them linked over at ours to AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. And Avi's work is avidavis.wordpress.com. And this, as I said in the intro, involves Duke University and what seems to be superficially, again, like Obama has said, let's do some assimilation, bring everyone to one big happy family, kind of overlooking the fact that assimilation means at one side of another a loss of identity. But nevertheless, talk about what Duke University set out to do and how they set out to do it.
Well, Duke University had issued an application for the Muslim group on campus to sound the Adhan, the Adnan, which is the Muslim call to prayer every Friday. And normally this wouldn't be a problem, except that it was going to be amplified through the famous bell tower at Duke University. And this caused tremendous outrage, particularly given what had happened in France and the sense that this is exactly the kind of thing that started the revolt, the separatism that started the revolt in France. And the outrage reached to Franklin Graham, the evangelical preacher who called upon Duke donors and sponsors to withhold their funds. And it reached and the media, of course, got involved. Duke, within a couple of days, retracted their permission to the group and instead are now allowing the group to gather in the quadrangle outside the bell tower. It's still not clear whether they'll be able to amplify their call to prayer, but this has been a very interesting episode for a university that has been in the news considerably over the last several years.
Yes, not just for the basketball program either, but I'm reading the story, and the two things I think of is how often, not necessarily at Duke, but how often in the college environment do we hear and see Christian activities being repelled and denied, or if more often than not, when a conservative speaker wants to come on campus from a student group, that speaker is usually protested to the point where the university cancels the event out of fear of violence taking place.
Oh, of course, we've seen that, you know, regularly. Condoleezza Rice at Rutgers in last May, as well as Ayaan Hirsi Ali at Brandeis University. Christian groups have been thrown out of Georgetown, which is a Catholic university. It's a very, very worrying development. You know, a university that is unable to accept opposing views with conservative views, things are not only in the politically correct zeitgeist, but nevertheless is willing to allow a group of students whose values may be in conflict with basic Western values and ideals.
As you write in one of your columns, this is from Christy Lower Sopp, who is the chapel's associate dean for religious life. This is her comment. It connects the university to national trends. And this is the phrase that should bother people, religious accommodation. And that sort of, to me, gets back to, well, when you're accommodating, one of the two sides is giving up something. You know, therein lies the identity crisis.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, that is exactly what has happened in France. The attempt to allow, or the decision to allow groups, Muslim groups in France to establish their own enclaves where they're basically allowed their own cultural development has created a separatism which is extremely worrying and exploded in an attack on France itself, on the very heart of France with the Charlie Hebdo attacks last 2 weeks ago. And this is, you know, we don't have quite the problem yet in this country. But if we do adhere to multicultural policies which allow separatist groups to grow and develop, then we most certainly will have those problems in the future.
Talking with Avi Davis, who is the editor of the Intermediate Zone, president of the American Freedom Alliance, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And you mentioned, Avi, how we don't have the level of the situation that is in France, where there are, they call them no-go zones, where the Muslim community is basically ruling certain sections of major cities and small communities with Sharia law. And there's no domestic police or courts that have oversight willingly by the government of France over those areas. There was an instance, I believe, early part of last year, a court in Florida, here in the States, obviously, they had a case between two followers of Islam, and the judge, instead of following U.S. law, allowed each side to work the case out under Sharia law.
Absolutely astonishing, isn't it? Yes, it's happened in the United States. It's happened, you know, quite regularly. I've reported on this, and so has people like Robert Spencer, Jihad Watch, and Pamela Geller. They have, we've all expressed extreme dismay and concern that judges, in order to be part of this multicultural, enforce a sort of a multicultural idea on our society, that have accepted that there is Sharia law should be applied in this country. It hasn't happened as much as in England, though. England, the Archbishop of Canterbury, actually came out and said that Sharia law, we shouldn't make accommodation for a Sharia law within the English law. You know, when the highest prelate in England says something like that, you can know that the idea has really gripped the elites. And we've seen what's happened. That in no-go zones in France, there's something like 750 of them. And as you say, they are places where French law does not reach, where French police cannot go for fear of being murdered. This is not, you can't run a country that way. And these are incubators for the kind of radicalism that we saw erupt in Paris on the 7th and 9th of January this month.
And it really just becomes, we have to wrap up here, one more reason why. And this isn't to say that everyone who is a follower of Islam is a radical, but it's up to a moderate voice, which I believe is the majority of the Muslim voice. But, you know, much like with in our country, a Sharpton and a Jackson gets more attention than a Franklin Graham, or, you know, think of anyone else in the middle. The same thing, unfortunately, has happened. And we have a faith that's been hijacked by the radicals.
Well, I don't agree with you about the moderate voice. It's not to say that every Muslim in France or wherever they live is going to take up arms and start stabbing and shooting French civilians. But I will say this, that unfortunately, this what we're seeing comes from within Islam, not radical Islam and not militant Islam, but mainstream Islam. The imams in the mosques are preaching this. They're inciting it. They are directing their adherents against Western society. And it's, you know, those who call themselves moderate Muslims who wouldn't take up arms are nevertheless complicit in not standing up, in my mind at least, not standing up to the imams and and the preachers who are pushing this agenda.
Sure, and we just saw not till I think it was over in Yemen where they had a freak snowstorm at the high elevations, and there were children who were beaten because they wanted to build snowmen. So I mean, when you say radical, that's, I can't think of, you know, that's certainly by any means and definition radical. Learn more about this issue and to take it seriously in the way that it should be. You can read Avi's work over at avidavis.wordpress.com. Learn more about the work of the American Freedom Alliance, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. Avi Davis, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope to come back again sometime.